Welcome to today's Sims Custom Wash, Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Knoxville Police Chief Dan Lasada about the new texting and driving law, as well as fireworks in Knoxville. First, about texting and driving, the new law taking effect on Saturday, July 1st. If you could, Chief, take us through that law. I know we've talked about it before. I know the fine we've discussed about it is $30, but what exactly does the law all cover?
The big change in the texting law is that effective Saturday, we can stop a person for texting and driving. Previous to this, or before Saturday, you had to be under the age of 18 in order for us to stop you for texting while driving. In addition, we couldn't write you a ticket unless we wrote you a ticket for something else first. So if you ran a stop sign, and the reason you ran the stop sign is you were texting, you get a ticket for a stop sign and texting. It was a very hard ordinance to enforce. First off, how do we tell how old someone is? By looking at them. And secondly, since it's a secondary violation, if we watched you texting while driving, unless you did something else bad, we had to let you go. Now, we can stop you if we see you texting and driving. And it is a $30 fine, but remember also there's court costs and other things that bring that up closer to $200.
So now with the texting and driving law, I know we've talked about it before, but what else do you feel needs to be maybe added or changed about this law to make it better?
Use of a cell phone while driving for any reason is not a good idea. We all do it, but it's still not a good idea. And I would love to see a ban on use of handheld cell phones while driving, period. Whether you're using it for navigation, entertainment, texting, or to make a phone call. Newer cars have the hands-free system built into them. You can buy a Bluetooth system real cheap. Phones nowadays come with headphones that have the ability to do a hands-free operation. That's my recommendation. Use those. Make it a little bit safer. Have one less distraction while driving.
Speaking of ban, transitioning right into, we'll go into fireworks here in the state of Iowa. We've covered this many times. We've had a lot of discussions about it between you, the fire chief, all of us. The Knoxville City Council recently banned the use of the fireworks within city limits. We can't do anything about the sale. But first of all, let's take us through the ordinance. What does that really change, if anything, from prior years?
Well, from prior years, nothing has really changed. Fireworks were never legal in Knoxville prior to this law coming into effect. What this says is that because the state has allowed them, we are using the stipulation in the state law that says a city can opt out of allowing their use and doing exactly that. We are allowing sales of fireworks in town. If anyone wanted to set up a stand and got the proper permits, they could do so. But we're not going to let you discharge them in the city limits. We feel that's the best. We're going to enforce it the same way as we have in past years. If people call in fireworks complaints, we will investigate. If we see people shooting off fireworks, we're going to take care of it. Generally speaking, you're going to get a warning on the first time. If we come back a second or third time, you're probably going to get a citation. Having said that, if you're being very obnoxious about the fireworks, this is 2 o'clock in the morning, or you're shooting them at another person, shooting them off in the middle of the street and blocking the highway, you're probably going to get a ticket on that first time.
So now, are you worried at all with the more availability because of the sales of maybe enhanced number of phone calls for your guys?
Well, I expect that we're going to have more calls. For good or bad, not too many retailers were able to get through the permitting process to get a stand set up in the city limits of Knoxville. So we don't have a lot of sales within the city limits. There are some relatively close here. So I expect to see a few more calls, but I'm hoping not to have too many.
Now, transitioning to fireworks, the fireworks show is coming up on July 4th, a big weekend basically here in Knoxville. So shooting from the airport as they were last year, I know that you and Chief Mitchell did a lot when it comes to that fireworks show, and you want to see the residents of Knoxville get out there. So take us through exactly what you had to do to get that fireworks show here again at the airport.
Well, the first thing to understand is even though the city has banned fireworks, within that ban is an exemption for professional fireworks displays put on, whether put on by the city, a private group, or even an individual. If you have the proper licensing and get the permit from the city, you can put on one of these major shows. So the city elected to do that. We're going to put on a big show. We have a lot of big fireworks going off at the airport. We had to get consent from the airport, the FAA, and a lot of other people to make this happen. It's going to be a good time for all. We hope people have fun and enjoy it. This is the way to see fireworks. Let our professionals do it so no one gets hurt.
That was today's Sims Custom Wash, Let's Talk Knoxville. Your home isn't clean until it's Sims Custom Wash clean. Call Corey today at 780-6039.